This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you are connecting with us. It is the last day of the month, 11/30/2018. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the one and only Power Hour Radio Show. So glad to be with you. You're in the right place. Later on in our broadcast, Patrick Wood, you remember him, Technocracy Now, he's going to be on. He's going to join to talk about his new book, Technocracy, Hard Road to a World Order. Important interview. We'll get to him later. But right now, on the phone with us is becoming fast one of our really good friends, Daniel Estlund. His book, In the Shadows of a Presidency, all about the just war going on behind the scenes between Trump, deep state, Rockefeller, Rothschilds, whatever, industrialist, banker financing thing. Fantastic book, In the Shadows of a Presidency. His website, english.danielestlund.com. Daniel, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's wonderful to be back. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Well, we're glad to have you on a regular basis because things are moving so quickly. This is one of prime times of our life. We're going to get into the Mueller back and forth, indictment of Trump, releasing of documents. We're going to get to that, but let's start with the G20. Trump is scheduled to go to the G20 next week.
Said, there's just so much going on. Just, over the last 24 hours, Deutsche Bank was raided with all the stuff related to money laundering, drug trafficking, etc. Trump's tax attorney, his offices were raided. Laura Loomer handcuffed herself to, Twitter's head office and became, for one day, the most famous person in the world. Angela Merkel, Germany's chancellor, her airplane was forced to land, and she had to take a commercial flight from Madrid, Spain, to the G20 meeting. Mohammed bin Salman, the guy allegedly behind the assassination and dismemberment of Khashoggi, everybody was at the G20 meeting. Who is he going to shake hands with? There he is, high-fiving, Putin, talking to Macri, the president of Argentina and the host of the meeting. So all that stuff is going on while all this other stuff, financial collapse, the Toronto Raptors beating the Golden State Warriors yesterday. It's not important, but it is if you're in Toronto. The Trump thing, the stuff in Europe, the G7, the European Union in a state of collapse. Italy going at it with the European Union. Greece is going at it. Spain is, in the midst of a civil war with the secessionist province of Catalonia. There's stuff going in England with Brexit. I mean, it doesn't matter where you look. We are looking at the collapse of the global financial order. And what happened at the G20, what is happening, because today is the first day, is indicative of all the stuff we've been talking about. Because the world economy is on the brink of collapse. Talked about this before. The size of the economic problem is of such magnitude, Daniel, that it simply cannot be resolved through government intervention. You're looking at the financial system facing $4 quadrillion bubble of everything bubble. That's 415 zeros, in case people are wondering. The global debt, about $230 trillion, which is about 325% of the world's gross domestic product, not to mention that $10 trillion. I think it's actually a bit more now. $10 trillion of global debt, that's bonds, securities, derivatives, they're negotiated and traded at negative interest rates. We've never seen this kind of stuff before. And also, if you're looking at the immediate triggers of the next financial crisis, which are some of the things that, they're discussing at the G20 meeting as we speak, is sovereign debt. The riskiest asset today is sovereign bonds at abnormally low yield, compressed by central bank policies. With $6.5 trillion in negative yielding bonds, the nominal and real losses in pension funds will likely be added to the losses in other asset classes. You want to talk about pension funds? That's $3 trillion underfunded. That's what we're looking at. Another issue on the G20 agenda is a question they're asking all the delegates: what will the next financial disasters look like. I think nothing like the last one in 2008. Contagion is the word, you know, being passed around. It's much more difficult because there have been some lessons learned from the Lehman Brothers. There are stronger mechanisms to avoid a widespread domino effect. In the banking system, the G20 leaders believe when the biggest bubble is sovereign debt, the crisis we faced is not one of the massive financial market losses and real economy contagion, but a slow fall in asset prices, as we're seeing, and also global stagnation. And another key issue, again, the G20 is an important meeting because we discussed this, and I talk about it at length in my book. In 2011, the bankers and the financiers at the G20 meeting tried to take the issue of global currency out of U.S. hands and into the hands of what was expected to become the central bank of central banks, called the Bank of International Settlement. We discussed the, you know, the Dominique Strauss-Kahn affair, the president of International Monetary Fund. He was caught in a New York hotel with a woman of questionable character. Again, these kinds of things are discussed at the G20 meeting. It remains to be seen what's going to happen at this year's meeting because, again, what they need, and everybody is acutely aware of it, is they need a new economic model. Because the old model, Bretton Woods economic model, created and put together back in 1944 by the winners of World War II, is now dead because we reached the limits of growth and there's no such thing as infinite growth on a finite planet. So again, the problem is they need to find a model because the present one is collapsing everywhere on the planet, which is why we're seeing in every nook and corner of the galaxy, you know, wars and infighting taking place because, again, there's less and less for to divide amongst all these different groups. And whether it's before,
Okay. Yeah,
the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, et cetera, dividing it up between themselves, now there's not enough. And that's why we have what we have.
Let me interject here with a question about the G20. We don't know how it's going to happen. Everybody's aware of this. It's the underlying, probably, agenda of the whole meeting, really. What are some possible new economic models that could come out of this? What are some possible things
we could
look for?
Well, at the G20 meeting, they're not going to come out with any economic model. But there are several ideas being bandied around, and they have been, since the 2001 9/11. One of them is because, again, the bankers, financiers realized in the year 2000, with the first collapse of the dot-com collapse, is that their model of infinite expansion was dead. It was just a matter of time. So one of the options that they've been looking at for a long time is regionalizing of world economies, separating the entire world into regional groups. And each group is going to have its own currency. And one group, for example, will be Canada, the United States, parts of Mexico, and then maybe Australia and New Zealand, because you need a minimum population base of about 300 million people to make an economic area work, and about between 300 and 500 million people. So that would be one area. Another area would be the rest of Mexico and Latin America, be it peso, whatever they're going to call it. Then the European group with Paris-Berlin axis. China would be a separate entity. India, because of their size, would be a separate entity. Russia would be divided basically in half by the Ural Mountains. That's why, I don't know if you've been paying attention, it's not the kind of stuff you see in American media because they're too busy, you know, talking about Trump and Mueller's investigation and everything else. But what actually, one of the key issues of the Valdai Economic Forum, which is a very important forum, it's like a Davos, but in Russia. They've been discussing actually having Russia with two capital cities. One will be Moscow, and the second will be in the Far East, Vladivostok. And there's a reason for that, is that if you're going to have regional economies and you're going to divide countries into regions, not countries, not nation states, with borders, currencies, constitutions, etc., that would disappear. Then Russia would need two capital cities, because if you divide Russia by the Ural Mountains, separating natural separation east from west, Moscow will be west, and Vladivostok, which is, you know, right over there at the end of the world where the dinosaurs and, you know, and the big fish fly and swim, right next to Japan. That's where you would have the Far East, Russian capital of the Far Eastern, New Russia, let's call it that way. And then that would leave England with the Arab countries to form their own economic region with a new currency, which probably would be a golden dinar. All that stuff is on the table, okay? Another idea, which also has been discussed, is Trump would go his own way, you know, making America great again, shutting the door on the rest of the world, which is, again, what the banking financiers are so afraid of, because that would dismantle the entire financial structure. And China would go its way, which is one of the things, one of the reasons we're seeing this supposed fight between the Chinese and the Americans, and again, don't believe it. It's like WWF wrestling. It's not real. Back in 1979, Jimmy Carter, the peanut salesman, and the and Deng Xiaoping, they signed a secret agreement for 20 years, renewable 20 more years, you know, by the Clinton administration, and then 2 more years till the year 2021, where basically they agreed there will be no of any kind hot hostilities between these two nations. So what we're seeing between China and the United States is basically a preamble to each going its own way. America would make America great again, shutting down the door in the United States, and China would go to China with Southeast Asia as part of its Silk Road Initiative, which is territorial expansion beyond their territories, based on physical gold and monetary and paper yuan. That'll be another separation. So these are basically the two ideas we're looking at right now.
Now, all right, let me interject with America. We've seen the globalists basically pick our country apart, or traitors have sold our country apart. What you just said about shutting the doors, American isolationism, that doesn't sound too bad considering the alternative. Which one do you think will happen?
All the stuff with Donald Trump and the liberal banking financier, globalist, parasitical elite based in Wall Street, going after Donald Trump. Because, again, when you're looking at in politics, the fight is always for power. People who don't understand how politics works think it's about money. It's not about money, because once you're president, they will bring you money on their knees and give it to you while they kiss your feet. I think it's obvious. It's always about power. And what basically happened in 2016, and again, I explained it in my book in the first chapter, that we knew back in 2014, 7 months before Trump even presented himself as a possible candidate, that Trump would win the presidency on someone like Donald Trump, because we simply realized by projecting the political climate into the future that no liberal financier would be allowed to get, you know, anywhere near the White House, because they have destroyed, they've literally destroyed the world economic order, and the alternative elite, for the first time since basically 1944, had their chance to present and actually win the White House by presenting their candidates, and they presented two candidates. They had Donald Trump as right-wing conservative and Bernie Sanders as left-leaning liberal, and I think Bernie Sanders would have beaten Trump, but it had not been for all the shenanigans in the Democratic Party with Hillary Clinton, and but because she won and not Bernie Sanders, Trump ended up beating her, so the isolationist, or you can, if you want to call them industrialists, they beat the liberal financiers for the White House. And ever since in 2016, we've seen this fight to the death, because again, we're looking at two completely different models, something that there's simply absolutely no way that these two groups could ever agree on.
Hold that thought. On the other side, then, that leads us right into the Mueller investigation. Trump is sitting on supposedly radioactive information. We'll talk about that and more. On the other side, Daniel Esselin, English.DanielEsselin.com, in the shadows of a presidency.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you ever look at the world and think, what's really going on is not what they're showing me. Well, that's what this book is. That's what Daniel Estlin represents. Bilderberg, of course, he's exposed in the shadows of a presidency. Excellent book. His website, english.danielestlin.com. He's got to go here. We got about 5 minutes. Question. We see rumors Mueller may be indicting Trump. All along, he was a target, we think. And we also see on the other side, Trump may be releasing the Hillary Clinton emails, may be releasing the voter fraud, the whole deal. It's like they're both on both sides. What are we seeing? What will happen in Daniel's mind?
Well, we don't know what Mueller has, but what we've seen so far, you know, for the past couple of years, all that stuff related to Trump, is none of it is impeachable. I mean, you can push it any way you want, but Trump controls the Senate, and the people in the Senate today are not the same people who ran the Senate in after the 2016 elections, meaning that, you know, Trump today, Republican Party is his party, and the people in the Senate and the House, they're his people, and they're going to go, you know, to bat for him, and they're going to go out of their way to make sure nothing happens to him, because, again, Trump is not a person. He is a project of an alternative group of people. To put it differently, Trump's plans are an attempt to save the United States economy at the expense of banks and financial system itself. While Clinton, or whoever is, you know, replacing her, would have sought to bail out the banks at the expense of the U.S. economy and an increasing impoverishment of its citizens. This is what it's all about. So it would be naive to think that these two groups of people can reach consensus. It's a fight to the death. So what we're seeing, again, plans by Trump and Clinton, or rather by the forces behind them, they're mutually exclusive. So if Trump goes through with his plans, it would wipe out those elite groups that stand behind Clinton, Wall Street, hedge funds, speculative financial interests, and they would remain alive, although things would happen, but would lose the resources they previously had. Clinton's plan would endanger those forces, the U.S. economy's real sector, that brought Donald Trump to power. Again, it's like in the movie The Highlander, there's only one that will survive. So, again, so it's possible that Mueller's going to have his indictment. But Trump, as the president of the United States, has a lot of tools at his disposal and a lot of information where we know that the Democrats and also the Republicans who've, you know, been behind the Democratic campaign to get rid of Donald Trump have done a lot of illegal things. And this stuff can't come out because, again, we are in the middle of the Civil War in the United States. Trump has demonstrated in the past 2 years that he's a very good street fighter, much better than Bernie Sanders would ever have been. Of course, Bernie Sanders wouldn't have had to deal with all the stuff that's happening around him. But needless to say, what we're seeing today is part of this global economic collapse. And everything we're seeing, Trump, Mueller, Clinton, you know, the stuff going at the G20, the Brexit, it doesn't matter where you stick your finger on the map, something is going on. Why? Because the backdrop to everything we're seeing and the reason for it is an economic collapse of a model that's no longer sustainable. So needless to say, the liberal banking financiers, who are these liberal financiers? This is Wall Street. This is the Washington bureaucracy. These are the intelligence agencies, Hollywood, Silicon Valley, the Soros, the Rockefellers, the military-industrial complex, you know, the mainstream media. This group of people, the liberal banking financiers, speculators, parasites, who control today, still a large part of America's economy, they will do everything in their power to get rid of Trump. Because if Trump ends up winning this war, and I think he will end up winning, and I'm absolutely convinced he's going to win in 2020, then he will totally destroy the liberal order as he is doing right now, one little, you know, brick or drop at a time. So I think Trump will win. We don't know what's in the Mueller's indictment, but what we do know is the reason this whole thing is, you know, the modus operandi is, again, from a conceptual intelligence level. The economic model is collapsing. The liberals lost. The liberals, again, they're not Democrats or Republicans. It's part of a model which is based on infinite growth and Brentwood's model, which doesn't work anymore, which means they're going to go out of the way. They will do anything they can to get back the White House. But what they don't understand is that even if they do get the White House back, they can't save the world economy because the model that the world economy is based on is dead, which means they don't have the language, the tools, or the know-how to save it. Because since 1944, that's three generations, Daniel. Every, you know, businessman, every, you know, business school, think tank, foundation, secret societies, private organizations, they've all learned the language of this Brentwood's model. And now that it's dead, they have no alternative to create a new model. We in Russia do.
Okay.
And Putin offered Trump an opportunity to work together and create an institute and write a new economic model to dismantle the liberal world order.
We got about 10 seconds, 10, 15 seconds. It's great to be with you. Give us some hope. Leave us with some hope. Are we going to get through this? Yes,
we're
no?
We're going to get through this because, again, Trump is untouchable. They can't kill him because the people behind Trump are far more powerful than anything on any other side of the world. Kennedy had nothing behind. He had no backup. Trump is supported by people far more powerful than the Clinton crowd.
Daniel, it's such a pleasure to be with you. God bless. We look forward to coming on again. And you and your family have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. Take care.
Yes, sir. There he goes. We'll have some news and then Patrick Wood coming up. Stay tuned.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
A 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit Anchorage, Alaska today, leaving a lot of damage in its path. Steve Strait is the CEO of KRUP Radio, which is a USA Radio News affiliate. He explains what he saw.
The studios just began shaking uncontrollably. Fortunately, I was in a chair. Much of the equipment fell on the just fell off shelves and walls, even though it's secured for earthquakes. And there was the initial earthquake went on for about a minute, to where you could barely stand up. The building shaking violently. Stepped outside. There were flashes. It was still dark at that time. Snow on the ground. Flashes of light in the darkness of transformers popping off.
President Trump is in Argentina for the G20 summit, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Over at the Power Mall, we have Realtrex, Pet Cell Works, Core Stem Cell Works, MaxiFocus, Liquid Turmeric, Zeotrex, Intracal, Chagacharge Tea, the Topperson, the Silver Shield Deodorant, the 2-ounce, and then the Foot Shield. And then, of course, all the Silver Shield products are on sale. All those, we have overstock discounts on many of those, so check those out, especially cleansing products. I really need to do a detox, and probably the beginning of the year, that's another detox that I will do. You know, guest after guest comes on and talks about detoxing your body and how important it is. So I'm going to focus on that. We have some great products to do it. Also other products and everything else at the Power Mall, the REM Sleep, the Strauss Heart Drops, and the like, thepowermall.com. That's why we're here. That's how we're here. Well, we're here because of you, because of your energy. But how we stay here is because you're buying things and you're donating to us. And we thank you. It's that simple. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Patrick Wood is going to be on at the top of the hour. We got a little time for some news. And just go over a few things. Big news stories out of Tijuana. This is G. Edward Griffin. Tijuana's health department reports that the migrants, thousands of them, are being treated for disease and lice. Lice. You remember being in school and them doing the lice check every, I don't know, was that once or twice a year you get the lice check and you just, woo, I passed. You know, good, you know, thank goodness. And then the kid who didn't pass the lice test is like, oh, that poor slob. You know, they made him feel so bad, you know. Anyway, that's going on at the border. Mexico is starting to move some migrants to new shelters. I mean, is Tijuana basically going to get the brunt of all this population increase and they're not going to get into the United States? We shall see. MS-3 members are busted in the caravan. Who didn't know that? Well, who didn't know they were there? I didn't know they'd get arrested, but who didn't know that? United States and the United Kingdom pledge support to Ukraine in wake of Russia's naval attack. I should ask Daniel. He has connections with Russia. We just needed more time with him. That would have been a really important question about, from Russia's perspective, what's going on with Ukraine? That would have been a great question. Missed that one. Gene editing babies a violation of Chinese law, says officials out of the Telegraph. A Chinese government official has declared the research of scientist He Jianghua a violation of Chinese law, called for all related work to be halted. Notice how once this got out and got publicized and people's reaction, like, what? GMO, you know, GMO food, that's one thing. GMO babies, my goodness. That's got to stop. And like, oh, whoa, well, that's a violation of law. We're going to stop that. Do you really believe they're stopping that? I don't. They'll just do it in the basement somewhere. EU will extend Russian sanctions in December. Tusk out of Reuters. Trump cancels G20 meeting with Putin over Russia-Ukraine crisis. Again, I've been I'm so disappointed I didn't ask Daniel that question. It's really going on behind the scenes, because I think Russia or Putin and Trump are on the same page on a lot of things. And this may be all for show, or maybe there's some real dissent here. I don't know. U.S. dropped more bombs on Afghanistan this year than ever in recorded history. So President Trump was supposed to get us out of the Middle East and lower military intervention and what have you, and the military-industrial complex. Not so much. More bombs have been dropped on Afghanistan than ever. Now, if they were dropped on the poppy field, that would be good, because since we've been in Afghanistan, heroin production has quadrupled. Record levels. So, what is the war about? Guarding the poppy fields? You decide. Trump backs a new bill to boost sanction and pressure on Assad against on Syria. This is such a complicated... It's so, what is the real truth behind what's going on? It's hard for me. I can't even up here and tell you. I can speculate, and I do often, as you know, but for now, just want to let you make you aware of that. U.S. promises air defense meeting Turkey's needs if it drops S-400. This is out of Sputnik. Turkish President Recep said that Recep Erdogan said that Russia and Turkey should agree to use national currencies instead of the U.S. dollars to pay for $2.5 billion S-400 air defense system contract. And the U.S. stepped in and said, well, wait a minute, son. We can't have you dropping a dollar. We can have you do a lot of things, but you got to spend those dollars. And the U.S. has said, well, we'll come in and do it. So it's so obvious how prominent a position the U.S. dollar, how important it is to our economic well-being and standing in the world. And we've used militaries to back that. We've used basically hook and crook, any means necessary. And, I mean, let's be fair. The world signed on to this, like Daniel said, at Bretton Woods. And you start to see cracks of how people are wanting to get out of this. They want to do their own thing. They want to, this system is not going to, all the money is out of the dollar. And if you need proof, you can look at a gold coin. You know, an ounce of gold right now, or, you know, take a $20 gold piece from 1908, from before, you know, whatever year. It's worth about $1,300, but yet $20 is still worth $20. Do you see? That's over 95%, probably about 97, 98% of its value, just in nominal gold, has been erased. It's not been erased. They have taken it and used that difference in the dollars and the ingenuity and the industry of the American people and siphoned that money and siphoned that money out to build the world and to create this world order and to build and develop markets all over the world to help the industries and the corporations get more and more money, more and more markets, more and more power. That's why your dollar doesn't buy anything. That's why gold is $1,200, $1,300. It should be probably double. Silver, so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a financial advisor. Use your own judgment, what have you. Silver is the lowest priced commodity in the world, most undervalued commodity in the world. In the world. $14 or whatever it is, spot price. Are you serious? You can't even hardly get it out of the ground for that. That tells you anything. There's a story at the Washington Examiner about the Trump Organization offering Putin a penthouse in the Trump Tower, Moscow in 2016. That's going, you know, where is that going to go? What's Michael Cohen doing? Is he lying? Is he making all this up? He's turning on Trump to get out of jail for himself. It looks that way, but we'll see. 16 FBI agents raided the home of a whistleblower against the FBI in the Clinton Foundation Uranium One scandal. Dennis Kane was a whistleblower who worked for an FBI contractor and came across Clinton Foundation and Uranium One documents that he gave to Inspector General Horowitz and both the House and Senate Intel Committees. He's a protected whistleblower under Intelligence Community Whistleblower Protection, but the FBI still raided him. What does that tell you? Ladies and gentlemen, there's a war going on. Really, no matter what you think of Trump, no matter what you think of Clinton, whatever, there is a literal war going on, and it's a fight for power. It's a fight over the bone, like two dogs over the bone, and the bone is the printing press of the American people, the steering wheel, so to speak, of the American engine and of this nation and really then the world. That's the fight. I think, you know, one thing I want to talk to you about is Trump going to release these documents? Supposedly there's child trafficking involved in this, obviously vote rigging, election rigging, whatever extent that is in whatever form, corrupt senators on both Democrat and Republican side. It's not mutually exclusive to a party. Give me a break. We've heard that this information is so damning that some people in his administration, his lawyers, whatever, are telling him, well, you'll ruin the country. You'll wreck the stock market. I believe it's time that we, the American people, know all this. If Hillary Clinton is doing God only knows what with children, and they have evidence of it, we need to know that about. We need to know that because it belies something more. If the vote rigging is going on, we need to know that. If our vote, we need to know that. If it wrecks the stock market, so what? Isn't it time? I'm going to ask each of you to, if you're a prayerful person, if you're you like to meditate, whatever it is, I want to pray for truth. I want to pray for revelation. You know, it will all be known. On the housetops, it will be shouted, as it says in the scriptures. We need to know. I think the time that we're in is so explosive and just on a precipice in so many ways. We need to know this. I ask of you that you will please, in your family, whatever, pray for the revelation of truth, that we can know what these politicians, so-called, have done in the name of the American people, used our resources, used our money, used our really our souls, and what they've done with it, and what they've tried to enact. I believe it's time. I believe it's very important. Let's pray. And for all those who are bringing it out, let's pray. Please, let's pray for all this to be revealed so that we can really make a choice. Stop being tricked. Let's not be tricked. Who cares about all these little side things? Let's bring it out. Let's deal with it. Let's do it. Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, John Adams. That's what they said. We want to know the worst of it. Let's do it. Are we ready? Are we ready, ladies and gentlemen? How can we not be? Stay tuned. A little more news and then Patrick coming up.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know, part, when you're praying, also pray for people like Jerome Corsi, who is fighting this and fighting the Mueller strong-arming. Again, ladies and gentlemen, don't talk to the feds. If the feds want to talk to you, the police want to talk to you, you don't owe them anything. Don't talk to them. They're not your friends. Anyway, Jerome Corsi is hiring Larry Klayman, supposedly, to file charges against Mueller for inappropriate action. Legally, which certainly seems like. So, you know, people like this, they're out there. They're fighting this right now as we speak, and their lives are on the line wanting to do the right thing. They need our support. So we always say, oh, why is this being done? Well, sometimes we don't give them the support they need. They need our prayers. They need our energy. They need our will. And please, let's give it to them. Great story out of the New American. U.S. Department of Education offers positive view on homeschooling. Positive view. During the final year of the Obama administration, the Secretary of Education, John King, took a swipe at homeschoolers, which a few people viewed as the beginning of restrictions on homeschooling. Well, by contrast, this month, the U.S. Department of Education used its official blog to highlight a successful Christian homeschooling family that thinks everyone should know their options. Fantastic. We need homeschooling. I mean, you're hearing all the stories about the transgender teaching, about the grooming going on, about and it's a family show here, but you know what I mean. The kind of talk that's going on. What is public school going to have to do before you realize that it's not for you? How far are they going to have to go? They've crossed the line for me and my family already. They're killing us. They're destroying our nation, ladies and gentlemen. This is key. There will be no fixing until we can stop the pollution of the minds of our children. It's just that simple. From the New American, another story. Indiana Solicitor General, cars can be seized if driver exceeds limit. There's a big case, and we're going to see how this goes. Timms versus Indiana was taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court. And the outcome of the case could have far-reaching implications for the practice of seizing the property of those suspected of criminal activity. In oral examination, the Supreme Court got the Indiana Solicitor General to admit he believes it is constitutional for the police to seize someone's car for driving 5 miles over the speed limit. Do you see what there is no limit to this, ladies and gentlemen? Do you have a copy of your Bill of Rights? Do you have the Fifth Amendment up there about due process? This is why, and I don't want to hear, there's a lot of good policemen, good-hearted, whatever. They don't work for you. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Who do you think they work for? If they got this moron now saying, well, if you drive 5 miles over the limit, what we tell you, we can take your car. Are you for real? What country is this? And how dare they think that they represent the law? How dare and disgusting it is that they sit there and even pretend to take an oath to the Constitution? You are a disgusting pig, sir. And until we stop them, they will not stop. Have you realized that, ladies and gentlemen? You know, we think that somebody else is going to do it until we stop them at some level, and we say no with our will, with our prayer, with everything. Until we say no, they will not stop. Have you realized that? I'm sorry if that sounds a little condescending, but it's important. Because sometimes I don't think we have realized that. You know, who was it? One of our guests, Brent Johnson. Government has a problem. It never knows when to stop. They're addicted to power, ladies and gentlemen. They're an addict. Have you ever known any addicts? They don't stop. Landlord tells Harvard student to move out over legally owned guns. Since it's clear that Layla wants to keep her firearms, it would be best for all parties if she finds another place to live. Okay. Yeah, I guess, you know, it's your house, but you signed the contract. You can't make her leave. The VA vows to fix GI benefits after 50-year-old computer system caused payment glitch. Another, you know, ask civil asset forfeitures, these corporations, these municipalities, not... Do you remember Deborah Tavares? Oh, by the way, up on our YouTube channel, you can go to thepowerhour.com. One of the scrolling banners about our YouTube channel. Click that. You can please subscribe. Kat is now put up the interview and also with all the documents. So the Deborah Tavares interview is up there. It's in higher quality. We got a new program, and it has all the documents that she talks about. You can see them while she's talking. It's fantastic. You want to wake people up, or you want to put something really substantial right in front of their face, that's a good interview. You can say, here, share it. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You know everything that happened. Our YouTube channel was totally killed. We just barely started a new one. And I think it's a really good way that we can both access each other and the information. So check that out, the Deborah Tavares interview. Anyway, piggybacking what Deborah Tavares said about City Hall, whatever, they don't work for you, ladies and gentlemen. Out of the Western Journal, Christmas light viewings are American pastime. Everybody knows that. Families load up in cars and drive through the neighborhood. Well, for residents on one street in Old Bridge, New Jersey, the decorations are quickly becoming a hot-button issue. Tom Apruzzi, the man behind the controversy, has done an epic display for the last 15 years. He gets some nights 1,000 people come by. He takes donations. The donations go to the veterans. The city wants him to take it down. They're charging him $3,000 in fines a day. What is some arbitrary number that they come up with? Are they the bullies? Ooh. Do you see how the dynamic has totally been backwards? Do you think they have the right? Do you think they own your property? You think the roads are public, aren't they? Don't we own them? Who owns the roads? Getting back to this, the police seizing the car. Who owns the roads? And the Supreme Court has ruled on this. Who owns the interstate, the road in your community? Who does? The Supreme Court has ruled. The people do. The people of whatever county you live in, the people of the state, what have you. The people own the roads. The government, the DOT, what have you, they're only managers of the roads. And of supreme prominence is your rights, is everything in relation to the government. That's the Bill of Rights. That's the Declaration of Independence. So it separates America from every other country. Why? Because God gave you that dominion. So that you can exercise the divinity he gave you, the agency he gave you. Why is that so evil? Because you are offending God. You are frustrating and offending the plan of the universe when you have governments that are acting like this. When you get a chicken neck control freak up there thinking that he can take your car if you go 5 miles over the speed limit. How dare he? I curse that son of a... whatever. I curse him in the name of God. I curse him and his whole damn department. How dare he? Who does he think he is? This is America, and God gave us this ability, and God gave us this right. Until we are fed up with these people and we stop them, they won't be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, of all the stories today, this one here makes me probably madder than all of them. $3,000 a day for Christmas lights, and you think you can take my car if I go 5 miles over the speed limit? Who are you, my daddy? You gonna take the keys of my car now? And I can't drive. I can't drive the family car anymore. Because you're my daddy. Speaking of control freaks, Patrick Wood's gonna come on and talk about the technocracy. Important researcher, ladies and gentlemen. You have the power. That's what I've strived more than anything to get across to you. You have it. Now take it.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.